We know them all individually by names and know all their little personalities and what they like and what they prefer.
It's milking time at a camel dairy on Queensland's Sunshine Coast. Hello, I'm Jennifer Nichols. The Kew Camel Dairy Farm at Bells Creek has good reason to celebrate. It's just been named as Australia's first certified organic camel milk dairy. In fact, it claims to produce the world's first certified organic pasteurised camel milk. It's a big achievement in just a short space of time. Kew Camel only started operation 4 years ago.
Sherry Garcia, how many have you got coming through this morning?
Milking? We have about 25 that we're milking at the moment. We've got some new girls coming through. They've had a few months with their babies and now they're coming through and starting to be milked. The babies will always come in beside their mothers because obviously it helps their mothers to relax and the baby gets some milk from their mother, so we're not taking all of the milk. This particular girl, she likes to have her baby suckle first and then she'll let her milk down, whereas others are okay, just content to have their baby beside them. Some want their baby to continue to suckle the whole time through, and we'll have three cups on and one off. So it's just, it really depends on them individually what they need and prefer to share their milk with us. Some girls are just bigger producers, so 6 to 8 litres. Some are just less, so 1 to 2 litres. And it can actually vary from day to day, sometimes quite a bit. This girl, I love them all, honestly, but this particular girl, there's something about her. I just really, really, really love her. She started quite nervous, and so after a lot of time and just building up trust, now we have this really good relationship, so I give her cuddles all the time and say...
You're about, half her height.
Yeah. If that, when I cuddle her, I'm like at just the base of her neck. And she just stands there and lets me do it. She's a gorgeous girl.
Camel milk doesn't come cheap. We're talking up to $30 a litre retail. But despite the high price tag, the company says it's having trouble keeping up with demand.
Lauren Brisbane started Kew Camel, and she's just currently putting the milk that's come out of the camels on ice. How much is camel milk a litre?
Ours retails for between $25 and $30 a litre because we're organic. Around the world, it's certainly less in the UAE because it's subsidised by the government. In the States, it retails for upwards of $35 US.
And I understand that organic status is something that's pretty special and that is pretty new.
It is. It's very new. We've just been given the green light by ACO to be in conversion for organic status. Australian Certified Organic. We are the only organic camel milk company that commercially sells camel milk in the world.
Wow.
It's a big deal. It's taken us 4 years.
What's involved in trying to get that? For starters, I've got no idea of how many camel dairies there would be in the world. I went online yesterday to try to find out. Didn't have much luck.
Well, there's a few. I mean, there's certainly some in the Middle East and North Africa and Asia. The ones in the UAE are very large. And they have thousands of camels. And then there are a few dairies in the States. One of those has organic status but only sells raw milk. But in Australia, there's probably only a dozen and, you know, only really 3 or 4 larger dairies. So we are the only providers of organics, you know, to be able to sell on a retail basis.
Why is that so important to your business?
It's important because it's a commitment to the health of our customers. We follow very traditional methods of farming our camels. We also realise from research that it's really important not to feed grain, but it also affects the gut and the health of our customers if you feed them grain, so we don't. But besides that, we really wanted to be chemical free. You know, we're on land that was fallow for a long time. We've been here for 5 years. It all starts with the land, really, so it's everything, you know, the paddock to plate or paddock to cup.
Lauren Brisbane, how many camels are in your herd now?
We're creeping up to 115 with the amount of babies we're having born at the moment. We've just had a second flush of babies.
How much camel milk are you producing?
We're sort of around the half-ton mark a week.
So 500 litres.
Yeah.
Where to next then?
We have a lot of interest from overseas. We're really just grappling with just getting poised to get ourselves ready for those overseas markets.
And you've just come back from China.
We have a customer there, so we went over and spent a little bit of time with them, as you do when you're developing relationships.
Why drink camel milk?
It's a health product. It has a different molecular makeup to dairy milk, so it doesn't have the dairy allergens. There's about 30% of the population who can't drink dairy milk because they're allergic to casein and beta-lactoglobulin. Now, camel milk doesn't contain those, but it also is packed with vitamins, but also immunoglobulins. And the immunoglobulins are so tiny, they're ingested into your body really quickly, and they heal the gut and bowel. So, you know, everything today is about gut health, and camel milk works beautifully for gut health.
So with all your hard work, Lauren Brisbane, how much have you managed to increase your turnover in that time?
Oh, there's a big difference from when we started. You know, we thought we were hot stuff. We were doing 60 litres a week, you know. We do that a day. Now, you know, well, more than that a day. And we're all over the east coast of Australia. We send milk internationally. You know, we've got customers in New Zealand and Singapore, and, you know, there's a couple of other countries knocking on our door. So it's a whole different ball game. Besides the fact that I think we have nearly five times as many camels. Yeah, so...